Welcome back to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, where each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary and a brief devotion. We turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5 and verse 8, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always for you, because of God's grace that was given to you in Christ Jesus. That is, you were made rich through him in everything, in all your communication and every kind of knowledge. He will also confirm your testimony about Christ until the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now for a devotion from the book Disciplines, an Upper Room publication. This week's devotion is written by Willie James Jennings, Associate Professor of Systematic Theology and Africana Studies, Yale Divinity School, ordained Baptist minister in New Haven, Connecticut. Grace means divine presence. It means life with a giving God, who never tires of offering us the inexhaustible riches of the divine life. In Jesus Christ, we learn that those riches are rooted in God's creating and sustaining Word. Yet the words of Jesus, and the Word that is Jesus, are not just instruction or guidance. They are a place in which to live with God. It is an enriching place that God invites us to enter, and in which we take rest, allowing ourselves to live in the place where we are permeated by the presence of God. God calls us to a practical mysticism where we daily center ourselves in the divine voice by yielding our voice in praise and thanksgiving to God. As we offer our voice to God in prayer and worship, God accompanies us in our speaking, thinking, listening, and learning. This is grace, ever expanding and generous, where God fills us with the divine life and with fresh strength. Grace also means strength. God strengthens us through the Word, relentlessly. This is the reality of life with God, where we learn that we are in constant need of renewal and refreshing, and God never tires of meeting our need. Being exhausted carries its own particular struggle, especially when that exhaustion greets us at the beginning of a day. Whether the source of our exhaustion is a person, a situation, or an occupation, it can easily cause us to lose sight of the new strength God offers us. Yet this is strength with direction. God always seeks to point us toward the waters of life that are in God and around us, inviting us to angle our day and arrange our lives to tap into refreshment. The strength for living that God gives us is also the strength for living right. It is the strength to follow the will of God in our journey, which is always a journey in grace. Thank you, God, for your word and your word that sustain me. Guide me into the sources of refreshment all around me, and show me the path of righteousness. Amen. And now for a question for your personal reflection. What spiritual gifts are you conscious of having? What might your faith community look like if everyone employed their spiritual gifts? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. We gather for worship on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. And this will be the first Sunday of the Advent season, which has the theme of hope. Our Advent theme this year is While We Wait. Our scriptures this Sunday will be Isaiah chapter 64, verses 1 through 9, and the Gospel of Mark chapter 13, verses 24 to 37. Pastor Jenny's sermon is titled, Wait, Stay Alert. For more information about Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.